And it is Gaza Corner time every Saturday night around this time, and we'll follow it up with music from a Kurdish ensemble from a new album. And while all eyes and in ears, I think, have been fixated on Trump's assault on the environment, assault on the media, assault on women's rights, on universal human values, assault on the U.S. Constitution, while everyone was just fixated on that. In just his first week in office, Russia proposed a draft constitution for a new Syrian constitution, and it barely created a ripple in the Western media, but it was all over the Russian media. Russia holds all the chips. If you visualize a poker table, they hold all the chips when it comes to Syria. The U.S. is off in a corner. It can't even get in the game. Russia is the power broker. Iran and Turkey are also at the table. The two-day so-called Syrian peace conference this past week in Kazakhstan, in a city called Astana, did not deliver any breakthroughs, but Russia did present a draft constitution that Russia was careful to point out is not meant as a directive to Syria, but as a catalyst for debate among Syrians. Personally, I found what I read of the document, much of it was excerpted in various articles, and I found it quite reasonable. And there were links to various articles, both at the Tangents homepage and at the playlist. The more, I think, extensive listing of the articles is on the homepage. At this point in time, which is tangents.com, I should say, and at this point in time, there is one Syrian group, one, that stands to benefit from the absolute horrific war in Syria the last 6 years. And that group is the Syrian Kurds. Although history has shown that they often get the shaft after having their hopes built up, so who knows? But this time may be different. As it appears, the United States under Obama and now under Trump and Russia all support the Syrian Kurds. The Syrian Kurds really, I don't want to get too technical, but it's important to say that it's, we're talking about the Democratic Union Party. They're known as the PYD. You may have heard these acronyms, YPG, YPJ. Those are the militias, the military wing of the PYD. There's a men's and female unit. The YPG and the YPJ have been the United States' most reliable and effective ground force ally versus the Islamic State. And the PYD have also enjoyed warmer relations with Russia. Now, Turkey considers the PYD an extension of the Kurdish PKK movement in their own country, which Turkey right now is trying to annihilate since restarting a war against the PKK and the Kurdish population in the southeast of the country in the summer of 2015. This is a war, or some may term it a genocide, that receives very little media attention. Russia knows open support for an autonomous Rojava. Rojava is the name in northern Syria for what we can call Syrian Kurdistan, a homeland for the Kurds in Syria. The Kurds don't have an official homeland anywhere. They do have an autonomous region in northern Iraq. And the area in northern Syria that we're talking about corresponds to their ancestral homeland. I mean, they are the indigenous peoples of the area. But Turkey will get unglued, as if they're not unglued already, if Russia starts trumpeting the fact that they're supporting an autonomous Rojava in northern Syria. So after headlines appeared in Russian media, not so much in our country, but the headlines in papers such as the Moscow Times, the RBC newspaper, stated that Russia proposes granting Kurdish autonomy in northern Syria. And before Turkey could go apoplectic, the Russian foreign ministry tried to spin it. The Russian news agency TASS came out with the headline, quote, "Moscow never proposed Kurdish autonomy in Syrian constitution draft." Never proposed it. And that's what someone might call an alternative fact. Russia's foreign ministry went to pains to explain Russia did not offer to enshrine Kurdish autonomy in the new draft Syrian constitution. And that's true, because nothing in the document, and there are many amendments, nothing in there is offered as a dictate. These are amendments offered as proposals or suggestions. And keep in mind that an autonomous Rojava on Turkey's border would not only be vehemently opposed by Turkey, but by the Syrian rebels, by the Syrian regime, and Iran. So even with U.S. and Russian support, Syrian Kurdish autonomy faces considerable odds. Rojava is a bold example of grassroots democracy. Its governance is a form of self-administration that emphasizes women's liberation, gender equality, religious tolerance, ethnic inclusion. In fact, The Atlantic profiled the Syrian Kurds last October. The piece was called "What the Syrian Kurds Have Wrought," subtitled "The Radical, Unlikely Democratic Experiment in Northern Syria," unquote. I want to just read one quick excerpt from that article. Quote, "There is one pocket of the country where the desperate and dispossessed are still welcome. This is Rojava, where the Kurds have established a relative oasis of security and opportunity in a desert of anarchy and oppression. With their backs against the wall, they rescued the Yazidis of Sinjar from annihilation by ISIS and have sheltered refugees through years of civil war in Syria and Iraq. Now they've opened their arms to those fleeing Mosul," which is the big city in Iraq, which is under attack now by the Iraqi government and the Kurdish Peshmerga with the support of the United States and Iran. I link to that article. It's a pretty substantial article, again, at the tangents.com homepage. Syria is one of four Middle Eastern countries where Kurds live in large numbers. You've got Iran, Iraq, the most live in southeastern Turkey. Many also live in Istanbul. Turkey has been waging an intense war against Turkish Kurds and the PKK in Turkey's southeast, and a low-grade war against the Syrian Kurds. So Turkey cannot be pleased by the Russian constitutional draft for Syria, which suggests that the principle of, quote, decentralized authorities, unquote, they would like to see that applied and that greater powers should be granted to local administrations throughout Syria. This is music to the Kurds' ears. Kurds would enjoy greater administrative freedom with a more decentralized government. Hence the understanding that Russia is an advocate for greater Syrian Kurdish autonomy. This Russian draft further covers the rights of minorities. It says, quote, the Arabic and Kurdish languages are equals in Kurdish areas of cultural autonomy, unquote, adding that other regions have the right to approve the use of languages spoken by a majority of residents. Language equality enshrined in the Constitution would be a welcome achievement in Syria. The Russian document stresses that all faiths and religious groups are respected as long as they do not violate public order. The draft also notes that Syria not use its armed forces to suppress its own people. A few more tidbits from the Russian proposal. The name the Syrian Arab Republic would be dropped and replaced by the name the Syrian Republic. Also, presidential terms would be limited to a single 7-year period in office, no right of re-election, and no longer would allow Muslims to hold the top posts only. Article 3 of the current Syrian constitution stipulates that the president has to be part of the Muslim faith. The Russian proposal is suggesting that anyone should be able to be president. Also dropped from the proposed constitution is a sentence which says that legislation derives from Islamic law. By the way, the Syrian opposition representatives at this conference in Kazakhstan have refused to even open this draft constitution. They are rejecting it out of hand because it was, quote, written in another country, unquote. One major Syrian group that was prevented from attending the peace talks this week, the Syrian Kurds. But that is apparently about to change, which will madden Turkey even more. Concerning the participation of the Syrian Kurds in the negotiation process, the Russian Foreign Ministry was clear, quote, we proceed from the assumption that they must join the process, unquote. Yesterday, Friday, Russia held a mini summit in Moscow with state-approved representatives of the Syrian opposition and members of the Syrian Kurdish Nationalist PYD. They were also represented. And the UN-mediated talks will resume in late February. And for the first time, I imagine, due to Russia's urging, the Syrian Kurds will be part of the process. And that is long overdue. Remember Gaza Corner, not just this one, but the whole archive with details of all the articles that I use to do my research, and the audio for each Gaza Corner is right at the Tangents website. Just go to the Tangents homepage. You'll see in the left-hand column, Gaza Corner Archive. You can catch it anytime that you wish. And we get the audio uploaded within about 48 hours after this broadcast. I'd like to play a new music from a group called Nishtiman, which means homeland in Kurdish. The CD is called Kobani, which is the town in northern Syria that was almost overrun by ISIS, and it's become a symbol of victory for the Kurds. This is a lengthy piece, a tangential epic. Nishtiman features members, Kurdish members, from Turkey, Iran, and Iraq, not from Syria. Nishtiman on 91.7 Gaza Corner.
Mona.